Hi, everyone. It's been a while since I've seen you all. So I think most of you were around when we launched direct delivery and had to make some changes in the viewer to be able to support that. One of the things that we've been experiencing over the life of direct delivery is that it's much more of a challenge for merchants to manage their inventory, and that as you all know, being developers, the more you move things around, the more likely there are to be problems. And then two, we weren't able to fully complete the functionality that we needed to get everybody off of magic boxes. And that's supporting any inventory items that a merchant does not have rights to copy. So, like you raise a breedable and then you want to sell it to somebody else. You have to use a magic box today or sell it in world. And so we are nearing the end of that project, but I don't want to scare you. We plan a very long migration period. So our timeline is looking like the earliest that we would start forcing people to use any new stuff is in March 2015. So we're talking long lead time. But basically, the changes that we've made are instead of the merchant outbox, we're basically creating a special folder that people can put their marketplace inventory in, and they will be associated with the marketplace listing directly from the inventory server, and we'll be delivering that inventory right from that special folder to customers. So this feels like it's a much better model for stability. And we've taken some of the lessons that we've learned from magic boxes and the way we did direct delivery at first. What this does mean is that the viewer has a lot more interactions with the marketplace, because what we're going to allow people to do is list or unlist a listing, and to go through and basically, right now with the merchant outbox, you send something to the marketplace and create a listing. Now you're going to be able to create a listing from the viewer. So there's more detail that we can go into, but we're getting close to having something on Aditi for you all to take a look at and try out, and we're getting a project viewer set up and ready to go to help support that. We're hoping to have something later this month. It might be early November, where people can go try things out. As part of that, we're going to be providing some knowledge base articles in a, like here's a draft of the knowledge base article, so people can understand from a consumer perspective what is happening. And then we also need to update our developer-focused documentation, and that's something Baker will work on. Baker's been doing the AIS work to support this, AIS V3, adding additional functionality there, and Marov has been doing the viewer work here. So if people don't have questions for me right now, I can hand it over to each of them, and they can give you a little bit more of a technical explanation on what changes were made. We got some feedback from merchants on how this is going to work to make sure that it made sense to them. And we'll also be, including them to get feedback while we're trying this out on Aditi. So some of you, there may be some overlap in seeing those. So it's just going to be very, very simple marketplace functionality. So creating a new listing, associating inventory with an existing listing, and the ability to list or unlist. Everything else is going to require going to the marketplace web interface and doing things just like you do today.